This is the Draft Prospect Review Podcast from Patriots.com.
With the 22nd pick, the New England Patriots select.
Now here to preview the prospect are the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
I have no idea what the date is, so I can't tell you. Wednesday, April 7th.
It's April 7th.
How about 7th?
Yeah,
I'll take a shot. Wednesday, April 7th at Gillette Stadium. Prepared, as always.
One job he has to do.
For our draft podcast review where we
preview.
That's your one job, and finally you did it right. The prospects for the upcoming NFL draft. We're really getting down to the nitty-gritty here. Only a couple of weeks left. And getting to the exciting part, there's some major trades happening in the NFL that may or may not impact what happens at the top of the draft. Obviously, with the, I'm referring to the Redskins trade for Donovan McNabb. Doesn't look like that's going to have a huge impact on what the Redskins want to do, but what it might impact is a team that wasn't convinced that the Redskins were or were not going to take Jimmy Clausen might want to get up there and maybe feel like the opportunity to do so
Buffalo?
Is greater now.
Are you
a
listening?
Team like Buffalo, they might say, well, Washington, you're definitely not taking a quarterback now. So maybe it won't cost quite as much to get up and get to number four. Things like that. But definitely the exciting part of the draft, the pre-draft period here. Today we're going to talk about linebackers. And
we're going to break them down inside and out.
Well, we do have it from all angles, Andy. So very aptly put. I mean, we need a guy like Reggie Linebacker to come into the league so we can put the aptly named Reggie Linebacker. Right?
Along with our guy Corner, who's a cornerback.
Yes, Eric. Good, Eric.
Thank you.
Good. Anyway.
Nobody named D-Line around the town, are they?
Anyway, we'll start off with the inside guys. And Rolando McClain is the guy that has generated the most buzz in terms of a first-round pick, a high first-round pick in most cases, the kid out of Alabama. You guys were at the combine. You guys have perused the draft tape at a much more sophisticated level than I have. What were your thoughts?
I think he's a good player, but as far as the hype goes, I mean, you're talking about a guy who's going to be in that Patrick Willis, Gerard Mayo, somewhere around the 10th pick of the draft, 12, 15 in there. I'm not sure he measures up to that status. I think he was surrounded by a very good defense at Alabama, especially a big nose tackle in front of him that took a lot of heat off him. It's a more aggressive 3-4 front that Nick Saban runs there, and I think he benefited from being able to just run around and make plays. I don't see him as that prototypical 3-4 inside linebacker take on guards. That's not to say he's not going to be a very good NFL football player.
He's certainly big enough to.
But I think he could be Gerard Mayo. And year two of Gerard Mayo, what were we saying?
Hmm.
Makes tackles but doesn't make a lot of plays. Isn't Patrick Willis. If you're drafted in that area, you're expected
to be
an all-pro.
Patrick Willis.
Right.
Yeah,
so I'm not sure he's going to be that.
Well, you mentioned making tackles. That's one thing I wrote down about McClain that scared me a little bit was his tackling technique. He approached ball carriers very high and got away with it in college because I think just because of his size, 6'4", 256, he was able to take down guys on second and third effort. But I don't think you're going to be able to get away with that in the NFL trying to tackle a guy at the shoulder pads. Just go for the waist of the legs and take the guy down. And I didn't see him do that all that much.
Yeah, he's not a big hitter either.
It scared me. He's not a very big hitter for a player.
He's just kind of an arm tackler.
And I thought that as well. I did get a chance to
watch some video.
I did.
One guy, all of a sudden, he wants to pop in.
I did get a chance, and I just actually started watching it. This is the first disc that I put in was the linebackers because I knew we were talking about him today, and I would wholeheartedly concur with both of you guys. I thought that while he made all the tackles, I thought he was a little stiff, and I did think he was high at times, like Eric said. So I don't know.
Well,
I don't know about
what he does off the field.
I don't
Paul.
Know about his off-field stuff. That's more for the combine, for the two combine experts. But I sort of agreed with both of you on that.
One little combine thing that's come out about him is, and I don't really think it's a major deal. I think people have dealt with this, but he has Crohn's disease that came out, can be an issue in terms of keeping on weight. High stress situations can give him problems.
No, there won't be any stress in the NFL. Don't worry about it.
Right. And he actually had one little blip at one of his workouts where it kind of caught up with him. So just one of those things that if you're a top half of the first round prospect, they really look into everything. He has Crohn's disease.
I do want to reiterate, this is a good football player.
Yes.
None of us is saying this guy's going to be a stiff bust.
I guarantee you he plays 10 years in the league and will average 100 tackles a year.
I did write down that he has good instincts and always seems to be around the ball. So that helps him.
Also coming
Willis
from
or London Fletcher.
Good pedigree coming out of Nick Saban's system. We all think he's a good football player. We just didn't think he was a great player that was worthy of that kind of you know, lofty draft status. So who are the guys, I'll turn it over to you, who are the guys that did impress you?
Well, I want to jump right on the guy who for a long time was considered the second best inside linebacker and some believe was a better football player, Brandon Spikes.
Much more impressive on tape,
I'll
say that.
Has plummeted since he ran a 5.05 40.
Better tackler.
Everybody's caught up in the flatline speed that he ran. I am not.
I'm not either.
And I think he could be a great Patriot. Now you're talking about value in the middle of the draft. Some people think he could be a fourth, fifth round pick. He's a guy, very productive, leader at Florida, although his production did dip a little bit late in his career. But I think he's just a guy he had to take on blocks. He didn't have the easy way out that McClain had all the time.
Yep.
I think he runs through guards and makes tackles. I would love to pair him up next to Jerod Mayo.
And I think he appears to be a smart player from what we've seen on film because he always seemed to be in the right position on the field. And especially when he dropped back in coverage, he had a knack for making interceptions, taking them to the house. He was a much better tackler than McClain. And I agree with Andy. I think the slow inline speed actually helps him as far as becoming a Patriot because a lot of other teams might say, oh, he's not that fast.
Oh, there's no question it helps him. He was a guy who was potentially a first-round pick a couple months ago.
If he slides into the second round, I think it would be difficult for them to pass up.
Well, we're not talking second. We're now talking people value him as a fourth, fifth-round pick.
Yeah, I know. But I mean,
NFL draft scout hasn't, even now, as a third or fourth-round guy.
Yeah,
So it is funny that a 40 time could have that much of an effect on a guy because I – again, in full agreement with you guys and watching the tape, I thought his first step a couple of times, a lot of times when we watch these, you don't get to see the first step a linebacker makes because the angle is behind, but there were a few plays on his reel that you could see it. He seemed to be very decisive with that first move, and obviously, if he doesn't have the great straight-line speed, that's where he makes up for it, his instincts, and he's decisive in his reads, and I think that's why he's where he's supposed to be, and I agree with you guys. Every guy he hit went down. He was a big hitter. I thought he was a little thicker than McClain. Just appeared to be that way.
I think because of his height, he's a little bit shorter, and about the same weight.
Yeah, they're about the same size.
Might give him that appearance.
But I thought that Spikes looked a little thicker. I thought McClain had more of an angular look for an inside guy. So I was very impressed with Spikes.
McClain almost looks more like an outside guy in a 3-4.
And he has played some outside, and some people think he could play outside in the National Football League if he needs to.
All right, inside linebackers, the strict inside guys, have sort of become a dying breed. Not a lot of them get taken very high anymore. Really, there's a kid out of Washington, Donald Butler, who NFL draft scout says is a second or third round pick. Andy and I were in disagreement on this guy. Andy doesn't like him. I did. Andy, what didn't you like about him?
I don't think he plays to his measurables. He's a guy that he looks the part. He definitely looks the part.
Dude stacked.
Had, I believe, mid-30s for reps at 225.
I'm not surprised by that, looking at his
strength,
arms.
Big strength. And I also, I just didn't think he played to his size, and I think he might be a tweener. I'm not sure he's an inside linebacker at the NFL level. Might be an outside linebacker. I just didn't love, and he actually had a break. He wasn't even on the radar. He moved to inside linebacker, I believe, as a senior, was kind of a jack of all trades. I didn't love him. Just didn't love anything about him.
I liked his aggressiveness. I really thought he got to the ball quick and fast and came with and brought it. I mean, I thought he came with some power when he got there. But Eric, you didn't like him either. So
I thought he got the job done, but I wasn't really overly impressed by how he did it.
Really, and just looking at all the rest of these guys, they're all mid to late round.
Oh
picks.
There's not a lot of
there's a bunch
early
of
round
fourth, fifth, and seventh round guys at inside linebacker. Any of these
just
lower rated guys that stood out for
you?
Yeah,
I liked two guys in particular. Micah Johnson from Kentucky, I thought was, I mean,
he's a little bit on the
hefty side, but a solid, sure tackler, which I liked. And Reggie Carter, UCLA, was a very hard hitting player, a little bit on the small side, but he made up for it in the way he attacked people.
Yeah,
and looked like he got some good pressure on the quarterback from rushing.
Yeah,
I thought
he got in the backfield pretty effectively, and I wrote down he comes hard. I didn't necessarily mean that exactly the way it sounded.
Don't we all?
And I thought he was a physical player. Yeah, that's what he looked like.
I'll take him as a special teamer. I don't think he has any chance.
And just so you know, that's what
back.
He is. He's a seventh
defensive player.
He's a seventh round pick or even a free agent according to NFL draft.
Well, Paul, I'll give
so
you a guy that is a late round prospect who I've fallen in love with. I've told you this before. Keon Wilson, South Florida. Great story.
Liked him a lot.
I think he has a lot of things to like. His 40 time, 4.8 and change.
Is this the dude that everybody died on him?
This is
did not know that.
Number of siblings died. Very tough football player. Only 1 year of football, really. A JUCO guy. Transferred.
which is kind of the story of that South Florida defense. Clearly, they took anyone from JUCO or any way they could get him. If you're just going to have a year, we'll take your year. But he's a guy I would love to see in the system. 6'1", 240, so, you know, not the biggest guy. He may be a special teamer.
And be familiar with Tyrone McKenzie, so the two of them could
no question.
Has
a,
learn
I think
quicker.
Has a similar story where people rave about kind of his intangibles.
Sure.
Off tough the field football player. Yeah. I definitely would give him a chance. Other than that,
is
wasn't in love with a lot of guys. I too, liked Micah Johnson.
I liked Micah Johnson a little bit.
I just didn't think there was a lot of talent in this. This is one of the few positions where I think is not overly deep. It's more top-heavy. I think after you get by McLean, who everybody loves, and then I think Spikes, who I still really like a lot, I don't think there's a ton of talent there at inside linebacker.
I would agree in terms of the drop-off beyond those two.
A lot of guys. Pat Anger, or just a guy.
Yeah.
Just a guy.
No interest. I wanted to move to the outside because for a couple of reasons. First of all, I think there's more prospects out there. But second of all,
more of a need
for the Patriots. You have a good combination of guys here that can get after the passer and some guys that have played off the line in college. So they're not all hybrids, although there are plenty of those. Who stands out for you guys in terms of
the stands out outside linebacker? You got to stand up.
Yeah. Who do you think doesn't have to play with their hand on the ground, Andy?
Well, I think first of all, it's interesting. Some of these guys played both in college. Ricky Sapp, Sergio Kindle, even Brandon Graham a little bit. A lot of these guys that are mentioned near the top have done both at various times in their career. We've talked about this a lot. Sergio Kindle, I'm not 100% sold in his overall product and package. But I think he's the perfect fit for the Patriots. I think he has the size, the speed, the length, the athleticism, the versatility to rush the passer.
He looks great in spurts.
Set the edge. To me, he's the total package. He comes from a system that Belichick respects with Will Muschamp, former Saban coordinator, kind of that lineage of the system. I just think on a lot of ways, a lot of people think he's a better overall player than Arakpo, who was more of a pure pass rusher.
I was going to say, ironically,
both better.
The biggest concern with Kindle for me, and Eric and I talked about this yesterday on PFW in Progress, I don't think he gets after the passer consistently.
Right.
That's the biggest concern.
Usually, with Arakpo, without him.
Usually all of these guys, you're like, wow, you see this guy come off the edge. We got to get him. And then you wonder, well, can he do the other things? It appears that he can do all the other things, but might not necessarily be as good a pass rusher
as
they're looking for.
Mike Vrabel, who most years is going to have 4.5
sacks.
What did
I say yesterday? Yeah,
until he has 12.5 on some random year.
Paul said the same thing on the show yesterday.
There's no question. He looks a lot like more physically gifted, I think. You know, Mike Vrabel, we came to really like his athleticism and observe it. This is a guy that coming out of high school, college, has all the measurables. Mm-hmm. There's no questioning how athletic he is.
Well, I just want to make a general comment about this group, too. And it might have been the footage that we got because we never know how good the quality is going to be.
That is particularly a tough position because you don't see them at the snap. They're off the camera, and then all of a sudden they fly in.
Right.
And you don't see how
they got there. How they got there. You know, was it a mistake by the lineman, you know, blocking scheme screw up, or did he actually make a good move on the guy? It was hard to tell. So, and there was very limited footage on some of these guys, so I wasn't overly impressed with the whole group, but there were a couple of guys that I thought were, you know, had potential other than Kindle. Jerry Hughes, I thought, got to the quarterback a lot. Again, I don't know how he got there.
No
as
question
much.
In that.
He may be the best pass rusher of the draft,
no question.
Right?
Yeah.
I like him a lot.
I just would like to see how he's getting there, you know, but that would make me feel a little bit safer in making him the pick. But
And I don't think he I think he's a pass rusher. I'm not sure he does all the things Kindle can do. I don't think he'll ever evolve into that outside linebacker that you're looking for.
And two others, Eric Norwood made some plays both in the pass and against the run, did so pursuing down the line, dropping back into coverage. He seemed like a good tackler. Not a whole lot of footage again on him either, but Koemisi, hard hitter, good in pursuit laterally as well. Didn't see as much of him getting to the quarterback either. So there's a lot of question marks about these guys that they look like they have potential, but I'm not really confident in making a definitive declaration.
Two guys you just touched on, Norwood. A lot of people have compared him to Teddy Bruschi as a college pass rusher with a knack for being in the right place, the right time, making plays. Obviously, that's a positive around here to follow in those footsteps. And Koemisi to me looks like the perfect second pick at the position. I'm not sure he's going to come in if he's your top guy and have an immediate impact, but I think talking about doing all that is required of the position, very athletic. He, I think, is a lot more like Vrabel. I think he's one of those guys, the more you watch him, you'll say, wow, this guy's really good. He might not always measure out perfectly, but he can do everything I ask of him at that defensive end outside linebacker position. So I think he'd be a real, real interesting guy. I think he's a very good all-around athlete. We didn't have a ton of tape on him, but I think he'd be the perfect second. If they use two picks there, I'd be a big fan of his as the second time around.
The second round?
No. Well, I mean, it might be number 53. He's going to be in that ballpark.
What are the second round?
Straight up into the third, wherever it may be. But if I get a Kindle and a Misi, I think I might be set up for a couple years.
What did you guys, curious, your impressions of Ricky Sapp?
I don't really care for him.
Yeah, and a lot of the footage we had was of him dropping back or making plays against the run. We're looking at these guys purely as pass rushers first, and I saw very little of that from him. So.
But he didn't. He's a guy that was like in the 4 or 5 sacks a year range, never had even the one big year that at least Kindle had once, and certainly didn't have the Hughes-type production or the Norwood-type production.
Yeah.
But very good measurables-type athlete in the 6'4", 250, 4'6", mold of Kindle.
I'm afraid we're going to get Pierre Woods again if you get Ricky Sapp.
But you're talking about a guy who is a top prospect, a second, third-round pick.
Right.
Pierre Woods is athletically a rookie free agent. That's how he gets here. It's not as surprising he doesn't develop. And I think he may be a better pass rusher than Woods, certainly.
Yeah. A lot of the tape
is the Jets, interestingly, today or yesterday, was tweeting about it. He's a big tweeter. Had a long meeting here with the Patriots, like a 6-hour Gillette Stadium meeting with the Patriots. So I'm not sure that will be something that will endear him to the organization.
It's a new era here.
Well, it is.
All the Patriots.
Darius Butler tells me every Oreo he eats, for crying out loud.
Lee Bodden can't get off the thing. I did think, in the tape for Sapp, it's funny because in the one hand, Andy, kind of just touched on it, he's the prototype. I mean, he's got the size and speed, all the measurables, and played some 3-4 at Clemson. So it's not a stretch to say, can he do it?
Right.
I know he can. He's done it.
Is he good enough?
But is he good enough at doing it? Is the one and the thing that
Rob Ninkovich can theoretically do it.
Mm. The thing that we watched on tape, it seemed like almost all the plays were against Georgia Tech, and he was setting the edge on the option and doing a nice job on reads.
Right.
Problem is, I don't think you're going to see a whole lot of triple option.
I'm not going to see a whole lot of that at this level.
That'll be good against Miami in the second half when Pat White comes
in.
Right. I'm not sure.
Against Tebow.
I'm not sure what else to go off of based on the tape that we got to watch. But athletically, he certainly fits the mold of what they're looking for.
Another guy I wanted to mention, I think he's an inside linebacker here, but Rennie Curran out of Georgia, I thought is just a good football player.
Little guy, but makes up
one
for
one of
it.
Those guys that I would take on my team, find a role for him. Paul, I don't know what you're doing over there, so I'll just keep talking about Rennie Curran. I just think he's a guy, 30 straight starts for them.
Yeah,
I didn't get
a lot
that
of plays
out of the
at the
tape,
line
yeah.
of scrimmage.
Well, I was surprised that
good player.
I was surprised he was in this category because every play I saw was of him rushing up the middle. I mean, he was clearly an inside guy, and they lumped him in the O-line film. I mean, the outside linebacker film, which is kind of weird. But, yeah, I liked his spunk. I mean, for a small guy with not really much size, he was throwing himself in there all the time and making plays. Kind of interesting. Another guy, later round maybe, similar, Perry Riley of LSU. I thought he hustled very well, always put himself in the right position to make plays. 6'1", 245, so more of an inside linebacker mold there too. But I just liked him as a player, and I'm a little bit intrigued by the AJ Eds kid from Iowa, again with the measurables, 6'4", 4'6".
Andy
type
has
range,
predicted that he will be an outstanding special teams player immediately.
I think he will replace Pierre Woods here in New England, or could. I think he is Pierre Woods. I think they're the same guy. Never going to be good enough to be a huge contributor on defense. Good backup outside linebacker. Can fit the mold. Probably won't get utterly embarrassed if you have to put him out there, but is a special teams type guy.
I made sure to look at his tape as well because I think there was a report that he was one of the pre-draft visits that New England had of their 30. Nah. So I just wanted to pay a little extra close attention to that.
Could be. He's not a pass rusher. He's not an option to rush the pass.
Well, I know. That's what I didn't see in his tape either.
But he fits the mold, 6'4", runs a 4'6", blah, blah, blah.
He was more dropping back into coverage, making plays. Mm-hmm. So,
another guy I liked, where'd he go? Oh, Rico McCoy out of Tennessee is another one of my undersized special teamers. I saw a lot of guys that I would draft to play special teams.
Or safety.
You know, when you have a dozen picks, you can draft a special teamer here or there. But I think he's another one of those 6 foot.
Why not? They don't have any other holes.
3 year starter. Well, some people think they should take a guard or a center in the first round. So I'm just looking for good football players, Paul.
Some people
we're not collecting
ESPN.
Talent. We're building a team here. I thought he was a pretty good player. And Antonio
Maybe
Coleman.
We should go back to collecting talent. We used to win when we did that.
That's a good point, Paul. A bit sarcastic, not really appropriate for this podcast, more PFW progress type.
I want to save that for tomorrow at noon.
Sorry. Antonio Coleman out of Auburn. Good size build, 6'2", 255, a lot of production at obviously a high level of football. So I'm a little bit intrigued by him.
Looks like an edge setter.
Quickness, yep. Solid versus the run, but also can get after the quarterback a little bit, has some good power, developmental type maybe.
All right, so there's a lot of wide spectrum of players. Some of the guys that we think will be drafted up high, most of the draft experts are predicting big things from.
Kendall and Spikes, Patriots in 2010.
And some lower round guys and perhaps diamonds in the rough that might translate to special teams and look into the being the Patriots' future as well in that regard. So linebacker, obviously always a lightning rod position for New England. Haven't taken a lot of them in the draft. If you count the pass rushers, regardless of how you look at them, you got to consider that being the major need. You got to think this is a year that Bill Belichick looks long and hard at some of those 6'4", 4'6" guys, so to speak.
I thought last year was the year too. First round.
But unfortunately, there were no 6'4", 4'6" guys this year.
Know, but
there's a ton of them. We just rattled a lot of them.
He probably won't draft those either. Yeah. They didn't have production.
Right.
Yeah. There'll be something about him that he won't, and we'll sit there and wonder why this year, again, he didn't do it. But that's a pretty good rundown for all. What's the next position on tap, boys?
Defensive line.
Defensive line?
Sure.
We haven't done defensive line yet?
I don't think so.
No.
Okay. D-tackles, so DNs. Included in there will be some situational pass rusher types. George Selvey, hint, mm-hmm. hint.
Mm-hmm. All right. So next week we'll get into the defensive line, and Andy can have his little teases for George Selvey. Hint, hint. Until then, I'll leave it in the hands of the immortal Andy Hart.
Peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.